Is handing out money a decent cure for income inequality? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The stock market is extending the rally from last week with the stronger-than-expected jobs report for October that came out on Friday. In early trading this morning, the Dow is up 144 points, 0.6%. The S&P is up 0.5%. The NASDAQ is up 0.7%. Why? Well, because computers make a lot of buy and sell decisions, but human sentiment isn't too far away. Let's consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives here in New York. Hello there.
Good morning.
So all these companies publishing their quarterly results, you think they add up to something that is making the stock market a little happier?
Well, the bar seems to be lower for the stock market to be happy, in part because interest rates are lower, but the earnings results so far haven't been spectacular, but they haven't been alarming or catastrophic either. And that seems to be good enough for now.
And some of these market participants seem to think that some kind of trade deal, U.S. and China, is just around the corner. I know there were some stories suggesting the administration is shopping for a venue for the signing ceremony somewhere in farm country. What do you think?
Well, yes, we have yet again another round of rumors that the phase one trade deal may be imminent. We've heard that before. We're still waiting for the details. And of course, it doesn't resolve the bigger issues of technology and intellectual property rights. But for now, again, the bar is low for the market to be sanguine about these things.
All right. Well, the mood at least for a Monday. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thanks for helping us out.
My pleasure.
The 10-year interest rate is up 1.78%. On Wednesday, 1.5 billion shares of Uber magically appear suitable for selling and buying. This happens as what's called a lockup expires, a period when company insiders can't sell a new stock for a little while. On the day Beyond Meat's lockup ended in October, the stock price fell by 22%. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Lockups are pretty standard when a private company goes public. The basic principle is to prevent flooding the market with shares and lowering the price. Kathleen Smith is a principal at Renaissance Capital. She says lockup periods make sense because when companies go public, there are a number of things that IPO investors just don't know.
The company during this period of 180 days will typically report at least one, if not another quarter, so that investors will be familiar with, you know, how the company's doing and whether it's meeting the promises it told investors.
She says lockups also work to eliminate the appearance company insiders lack faith in its prospects. Uber raised $8 billion with its IPO in May, but the stock has been underperforming since. Jay Ritter at the University of Florida says it's unclear what will happen to Uber stocks when the lockup ends.
I would be very surprised if the stock price doesn't change during the day, but whether it jumps up or jumps down is hard to predict.
He says mutual funds will wait until after the dust has settled before they start buying Uber stock. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The CEO of McDonald's has been fired after what's being called a consensual relationship with a colleague. Steve Easterbrook was behind the all-day breakfasts, mobile ordering, and drive-up windows that know what you like already. However, McDonald's is also facing sexual harassment lawsuits, and a group of senators recently sent a complaint to Easterbrook about what they called intolerable conditions and unacceptable behavior in McDonald's restaurants. McDonald's is said to be the second largest private employer with 1.7 million employees around the world, second only to Walmart. The company is elevating to CEO Chris Kempczinski, who is president of McDonald's USA. Since February, 125 people randomly selected from low-income neighborhoods in Stockton, California, have been getting cash, no strings attached. The money's coming from a charitable group that wants to test whether giving people $500 a month could help ease the widening gap between rich and poor. The 18-month test is one of at least two around the country. Sammy Cayola with Capital Public Radio in Sacramento reports.
Every month, $500 shows up on Jovan Bravo's debit card. The 31-year-old construction worker says it's made buying school clothes and other staples for his three kids easier. And he's cut his 68-hour work week down to about 50 hours.
It's been great. Get to spend a lot more time with the kids. I'm able to pick them up from school. able to do a lot more things on the weekend instead of always being tired.
Bravo is part of an experiment with what's known as universal basic income. He can spend the stipend however he wants. Supporters see it as a way of narrowing the income inequality gap. It's been a big topic on the campaign trail. Here's Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris. She's pushing for a more generous version of something like the earned income tax credit that could be paid out monthly.
Almost half of American families are a $400 unexpected expense away from complete upheaval. And so I'm proposing that we give them a lift up.
And Andrew Yang.
My flagship proposal is the freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for every American adult starting at age 18.
The $3 million behind the Stockton program comes from the Economic Security Project, a private foundation. The group is also running a pilot in Jackson, Mississippi. Critics question how people will use the money and whether it will discourage people from working. In Stockton so far, recipients are taking some of the $500 in cash or transferring it to other bank accounts. Researchers can't track that, but they can track how recipients spend the roughly 60% used on the debit card. Most of that goes to food, home goods, and utilities. UC Berkeley economist Jesse Rothstein says an 18-month pilot can't predict long-term behavior.
You'd have to scale them up by many orders of magnitude to have the kinds of impacts people are talking about, and nobody has figured out how to pay for that.
Jovan Bravo says the money helps him afford sports camps and gymnastics classes for the kids.
So I try to keep my kids out of the streets.
When the pilot ends, he'll go back to working Saturdays to keep up with expenses. In Stockton, I'm Sammy Kaola for Marketplace.
And there's news they're going to cook for the first time in space, in a way. Over the weekend, they sent an oven to the International Space Station aboard an Antares rocket. There's cooking versus baking. I mean, they're not going to start with flour or cracking eggs. They've also launched some pre-made cookie dough. It'd be cool if the cookies end up round like donut holes in zero gravity, but they're not sure. Try a croissant from scratch in zero-G and see what happens. Those things are nearly impossible, even on terra firma. David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.